Radio Rookies goes around the five boroughs of New York City holding workshops in schools and community centers. The Rookies Broadcast Workshop lasts 6 months and the stories air on WNYC Radio. The shortwave workshops are 1 month long. They give teenagers a chance to learn the basics of radio production. Their stories are posted here on the Radio Rookies website, like the one you're about to hear.
Where I live, in the South Bronx, a lot of young people, mostly guys, drop out of school. Some even end up in jail. Young people are like sponges. They suck up what they hear in things like hip-hop music, that is cool to sell drugs and to be a gangster. So if Barack Obama put out a positive message about what minorities can achieve, I wonder if maybe they'll suck up something positive.
Would Obama change you cutting class in school?
Hopefully. If you hold me down.
I asked students on my high school campus if Obama inspires them. Some people I talked to were shy, but they looked like they had more to say. Some said what they thought was the right thing to say. Some, like Orlando Castillo, didn't say much.
Not into elections and stuff.
Okay, besides him being president or anything, just him holding on to his dream and a first black man candidate, and he's about to be president, hopefully. Does that inspire you?
No, not really.
Why not?
Don't know.
So you just don't care what way the river run, like what? You don't care, right?
Yeah, I don't care at all.
But most of the guys I talked to did care. They was even more interested than I thought they would be. I thought people was going to be ignorant, like call him the N-word because it would be cool and he's black. But they said that Obama did inspire them and that if he became president, it might open more opportunities for minorities.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would. It opens up all the kids' eyes. You know, thinking that they could do what he could do, that's all.
But a lot of minorities is dropping out of high school and ending up in jail. How do you think he could change that?
Well, when I was there, I was thinking like, damn, I don't want to be here. I don't know. But with Obama...
Wait, so you've been in prison?
Yes.
What time you did?
2.5 months.
Well, what did you do?
Possession of a weapon.
Okay. So, are you going to stop that now that Obama's being president and stuff?
Yeah, because we don't want people talking about their stereotypes. You know, because you know, when they think one black person is one, they think the rest of the black is the same. So we're going to prove them wrong now.
And you're going to hold on to your dream and you're going to stay in school and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him being president, do you think you're going to stop the stereotype that you were talking about?
Hopefully. Hopefully. I hope you do.
That student didn't want to give his name on account of his conviction. I think he probably would stay out of trouble, but not because of Obama. Mostly because he doesn't want to go back to jail. He wasn't the only one who thought Obama might change some of the stereotypes. And not just the stereotypes, but how African Americans look at themselves. But if Obama wins and the stereotypes do change, would it end racism? Would it mean that America is no longer a racist country?
I think it will, because if he becomes president, people will notice the first thing, like, oh, his skin color, he's black, he's a black president. They're gonna notice the first black president. How can you discriminate somebody that's basically running you?
That was Elijah Pearson. He's in my class. But a lot of students I talked to, like Delano Morgan, disagreed.
Racism is never going to go away. I don't think he's going to make any change in race or nothing. Nobody's going to look at black people different. If he gets assassinated, then that becomes a big deal, which I think he probably will.
Why do you think he's going to be assassinated?
I don't know, because I still feel there's people that think like it's like a white man's world.
I don't think Obama's going to be assassinated. I think some people just haven't grown over the past. America isn't as racist as it was when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And by people thinking something's going to happen to Obama, they might not vote for him. Whether he wins or loses, I think he's a good role model. He stayed in school. He didn't let anything around him knock his dreams away. And maybe he'll make it easier for African Americans to get a job. Obama didn't change my dream. I already knew I wanted to become a teacher, but I think Obama will make things better by motivating my future students and making them want to stay in school. For Radio Rookies, I'm Sheree Johnson.